daf is Becharos daf Nun Tes. We are holding on daf Nun Ches on the base. We were discussing the issue of if you have 100 animals in the deer, that you can't just say, okay, 10 of them are meiser, and take 10 of them and designate 10 of them as meiser. You actually have to count it out. Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dalet, Hei, Vav, Zayin, Ches, Tes, and then the 10th one is meiser. It has to actually be counted out. So the question is, what if you did that? What if you just said that 10 of them are meiser? Does that count or does that not count? So that was a machlokes in our Mishnah. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yudah said that it is still meiser. It still works as meiser. So that's what we're holding now, 5 lines from the bottom of the page, on Daf Nun Ches Amud Beis. My time with Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yudah. Why does Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yudah say it works? So something like Abba Elazar ben Gomel, he holds like Abba Elazar ben Gomel. Ditanya Abba Elazar ben Gomel Omer v'nechshav lechem trumaschem. Pasuk says, and we darshan b'shtei trumos hakasu medaber, that there are two types of trumos that are being referred to in the pasuk. Achas truma gedola v'achas trumas meiser. It's talking about both truma gedola and Trumas Meiser. Pashpshan Pasuk is only talking about Trumas Meiser, but we darshan that it's talking about both kinds of Trumas, the Truma Gedola that you give to the Kohen from your produce, and the Trumas Meiser that the Levi gives to the Kohen from his Meiser Rishon. And we darshan as follows, Kishem Shah Truma Gedola Nitalas Bamar Machshava, just like Truma Gedola, could be taken based on estimation, and could be designated based on thought alone without actually doing any Meisa. Av Trumas Meiser Nitalas Bamar Machshava. So too, Trumas Meiser can be done based on thought alone, based on estimation, and based on thought alone without doing any Meisa. Meiser Kari Rachmana Truma, and we also find there's multiple steps to explaining this point. Meiser Kari Rachmana Truma, we find that Meiser, the Torah refers to Meiser as Truma, Dichsiv Ki Es Maser B'nei Yisrael Asher Yarim L'Hashem Truma Nasati Lil V'yim L'Nachla. Talks about the Meiser Rishon that a Levi gets, and it calls it Truma, Asher Yarim L'Hashem Truma, V'Iskish Meiser Behema L'Meiser Dagon. And we also find that there's a hekesh between Meiser Behema and Meiser Dagon. So when you go through all those steps, that we compare Trumas Meiser to Truma Gedola, and we compare Meiser Rishon to Truma, and we compare Meiser Behema to Meiser Dagon, to regular Meiser Rishon, so we darshan as follows. Ma Meiser Dagon nital ba'omer machshava. So just like Meiser Rishon is taken ba'omer machshava, it's taken with estimation and with thought alone. Af Meiser Behema nital ba'omer machshava. So to Meiser Rishon, so to Meiser Behema rather, is nital ba'omer machshava. That a person could just have machshava alone, and that would be good enough. And that's exactly what's going on over here. That it's taken when you have 100 animals, and you just say, "Okay, I'll take 10 of them." So that is that is machshava without going through the actual numbers of the 10. That's where Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda gets this idea from. That limud that involves all those steps of comparing trumas meiser to truma, and then meiser rishon to trumas meiser, and then meiser behema to meiser Dagon, that's how he arrives at this step. But there's a lot to discuss over here in these few words, in this small little segment about Omed and Machshava. First of all, there are a significant number of Rishonim, Tosfos, in Maseches Gittin and Daf Lamed Aleph, the Rashba, Maseches Beitz and Daf Yud Gimel, the Ritva and Gittin Daf Lamed Aleph, that point out that even though Abba Elazar ben Gamla or Abba Elazar ben Gomel says this idea that it's Nital Ba'omer Machshava, the Chachamim are cholik on this. The Rambam writes in the Pirush HaMishnayos that according to the Chachamim, this pasuk of V'nechshav Lechem Trumaschem is only said Legabe Truma, but Trumas Meiser you have to be Mafrish B'diyuk. Trumas Meiser has to be an exact number. It's only Truma Gedola that you could do Omed, that you could estimate how much you're giving. Trumas Meiser cannot be estimated according to the Chachamim. The Pasuk is written by Trumas Meiser, so isn't it a little bit difficult to say that the din that we're deriving from this Pasuk, that it can be taken by Omed, doesn't apply to Trumas Meiser, it only applies to Truma? So the Rambam says, no, not so strange, we have this all over Shas. Right? That's one of the Midrash HaTanya Drashot Ben. We always say that if it's a Meino Inyan for what it's written by, so Teneo Inyan we apply this halacha to some other area where it's not actually written. So that is that's what's going on over here. Even though it's written by Trumas Meiser, it's Einu Inyan the Trumas Meiser that could be taken by Omed. So we learn by Truma Gedola that could be taken by Omed, and the Rambam Paskins like the Chachamim on this issue. However, Tosfos in Meseches Gittin and Daf Lamed Aleph Amid Aleph Dibur Maschil Niteles says that even the Chachamim agree to Ablos Ben Gomel that you're allowed to be mafrish ba'omed. Even Trumas Meiser you could be mafrish with estimation. They only argue in whether it's a mitzvah lahafrish ba'omed b'Trumas Meiser like there is by Truma. You see, by Truma, it's not just that it's okay by Truma Gadol that it's okay to be mafrish ba'omed. It may be preferable. That's actually a separate machlokas rishonim, whether that's preferable, because we figure that if you're estimating, you might estimate high and you might give a little more for Truma. So that's the issue, whether it's a mitzvah to be mafrish ba'omed when it comes to Trumas Meiser as well, the same way it is when it comes to Truma. Now, the another important issue when it comes to machshava over here, so Rashi writes that machshava means that you have in mind that you're going to be mafrish such and such amount b'tzadzeh from the kri or from the chavis, that you're going to be mafrish X amount for Truma. So Tosfos explains what Rashi means say is that you're mafrish b'dibur. We call it machshava, but really it's not machshava. You actually say words. You actually say that this amount on that side of the kri, I plan on giving for truma. But then Rashi says that it's nosein einav b'tzadzeh and ochel b'tzad acher. It sounds like that you're not saying anything at all. That it's purely machshava. And Tosfos says, based on that pshat, that even without any dibur whatsoever, apparently it's going to be truma. And Tosfos says, and we have a from a Gemara in Meseches Shavuos, where the Gemara in Meseches Shavuos and Daf Chav Vav Amud Beis says that Truma and Kachim are Shnei Ksuvim Aban Ke'echad that are in Melamdim in regard to Gomar Beliba Velahotzi Besfasov works both by Truma and Kachim. So what do you see? It's Mefurish that by Truma Nita B'Machshava means even without words. It's Gomar Beliba Velahotzi Besfasov. Your thoughts alone, without saying any words, are enough. Another Raya is from the Mishnah Meseches Trumos. The Mishnah says Chamisha Lo Yitrumuvin Tarmu Trumas and Truma, and one of them is an Elaim who's not able to be Medaber. Nevertheless, his Truma counts. How can an Elaim that's not Medaber have Truma count? It must be that it's b'machshava. So that's what Tosfos points out. But Tosfos says that this is a little bit difficult. Why aren't we, if this is true, that machshava alone would work, why are we not letting be mafresh Trumas and Maestros on Shabbos and Yontif? When it comes to Meduma, let's say you have Truma, it's already been declared, you have definite Truma that gets mixed in with Chulin. So the Gemara in Meseches Shabbos tells us that Dafkuf Mem Alef and Beis, Meseches Shabbos, that since you can be misakin it b'machshava, since you could just say, okay, I'm going to take out the part on the right side of the barrel or the right side of the vat, I'm going to take that out later and designate that as the assumed truma, right? So you could be misakin it b'machshava, and then you'd be allowed to eat the rest of it. So mele we allow you to even be misakin it b'yadayim, because it's not called a real full-fledged tikkun. That's what we say by meduma. So if the same is true by trumas and maestros, that machshava would work by Trumas and Maestros without being motzi b'svasav, so why can't you do it on Shabbos? You should even be able to be mafresh Trumas and Maestros on Shabbos. That's Tosfos Kasha, very strong Kasha. So Tosfos says, no, what you have to say is that Meduma and Truma are different from each other. When it comes to Meduma, the Peros were already Mesukan. It's just that they then got mixed in with Peros that are Aser. So that you're allowed to be Mesakin on Shabbos, because you're not really being Mesakin anything new. Everything was Mesukan already, it's just that then it had a Taroves. Over here, you're dealing with tevel. You're dealing with stuff that was never really mesukan. It was never really it was never right in the first place. So that's going to be considered a tikkun gamur, and that's going to be usher on Shabbos as well. Okay, two more points. This is where most of what I have to say is on these few lines. So two more points, then we'll move on. Turei Even. In Maseches Chagiga and Daf Yud Amud Aleph, the Turei Even writes, let's say a person decides that he's going to be Motzi Bisfasav. He decides that he's going to declare something Truma. So is the Truma going to be Chal just with that decision alone? Turei Even says no. Even if you decide that you're going to say something Bisfasav, the Truma is not going to be Chal with that decision alone. The machshava, such a machshava will not work. Meaning, even if machshava does work for Truma, that's only if the machshava is all you've got. But if you're having a machshava planning to be motzi b'svasav, that then the machshava is not good because is not going to work because the plan for motzi b'svasav shows that you only want it to work with hotzah b'svasav. How does he prove that? So he says there is a Mishnah Maseches Trumos, Mishnah Maseches Trumos of Gimel, Perek Gimel rather, Mishnah Ches. The Mishnah Maseches Trumos says as follows: a person is miskavin lomar truma, v'amr meiser, meiser v'amr truma, lomar klum. Let's say a person wants to say truma, but he accidentally says meiser. He wants to say this is meiser, he accidentally says truma. So lomar klum, there's nothing that's truma or meiser from such a misunderstanding. But wait a second, if the second he has in mind to say truma, right away that machshava alone will designate it as truma, will make it be chal as truma, so why is it lomar klum? He had kavana to say truma! So apparently, says the Torah Avin, you see from there, that that when a person decides to say truma, such a machshava doesn't work. The Keren Arim Maseches Nedarim points out that the Shach in a different context in Hilchos Tzedakah in Yerdei Asim Reishon and Ches Sivkat and Hey is cholik on this. The Rama over there writes someone who's gomer belibo to say about a certain sella that it should be for tzedakah, a certain coin that it should be for tzedakah, but by accident he said it about a different coin, lo amar klum. Meaning, so says the Shach, what does it mean, lo amar klum? It means the second sella is not tzedakah, but the first sella that he intended to designate as tzedakah is tzedakah. Why? Because he was gamar belibo to say that it should be tzedakah. So you see that gamar belibo is when gamar belibo works, it even works when you're gamar belibo to say. It doesn't have to be that I'm just gamar belibo to make it tzedakah. Even if I'm gamar belibo to say, and then I don't end up actually saying it, still you see it's going to be chal. So that's a raya against the Turi Evan, at least at the Shach is cholik on the Turi Evan. The Sefer Afikayam also quotes that the Gadol Miminsk proved from Rashi in Kiddushin, that it will be chal b'machshava when you're gomar belibo to be motzi b'svasav. That if you have a machshava to be motzi b'svasav, that would be enough to make it chal. And one final point over here before we move on, we said that truma gedola and truma smaisra and nitelas ba'omer machshava. So Rabbi Kiva Eger in the Tshuva and Chelgal Simon Lamid points out that the Gon Rav Yeshaya Pick asked the following question: how is it that we make a bracha in the mitzvah of Hafroshes Trumos Umaisros? There's a Beis Yosef in Hilchos Pesach where the Beis Yosef writes in Siman Tav Lamed Aleph that you don't make a bracha on the mitzvah of Bittul Chametz. It's a mitzvah in a Torah, midaraisa Bittul Bial Nasagi, but midaraisa you do have to do Bittul. So why don't we make a bracha on a real mitzvah midaraisa? So he says, because Bittul is done belave. And you don't make a bracha on a mitzvah that's done belave. That's what the Beis Yosef says. So asks Rav Yishai Pick, why do we make a bracha on Hafroshes Trumos Umaisros? We just said that it works machshava. Doesn't that make Hafroshes Trumos Umaisros a mitzvah that's done belave? And a mitzvah that's done belave, you're not supposed to make brachos on? So Rabbi Kiva Eger says no. The shoresh, the real root of hafrasha is something that has a maisa. Because hafrasha shumas maisa is not just about the hafrasha, it's about then giving it to the kohen. So even at the shas hafrasha, even though at the shas hafrasha you may not be doing a maisa, because the machshava alone is kore shem truma, the machshava alone would designate it as truma, but you're not done when you designate it as truma. There's a maisa that has to happen, and that is the maisa of then actually taking it and giving it to a Kohen of Nesina, the mitzvah Nesina has to involve a Maisa. Memela, you can make a bracha on the Afrasha. So it's interesting, even though we've pointed out in the past, the Behuda, the Tais Rid, they point out that the mitzvah of Truma is really two separate mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah Afrasha and a mitzvah Nesina, and they have separate rules. The mitzvah Afrasha just designates it as Truma, and you can even do that in Machshava. And there's Chita Achas Poteres Eskalakri, it can be whatever amount you want, it can be the tiniest amount. And the mitzvah Nesina has different rules. Mitzvah Nesina, you have to act. Do mitzvah nesina has to be a kedei nesina, you have to give a substantial amount. So they are two separate inyanim, yet they're very much connected to each other. Since these two separate inyanim make up one mitzvah, the money and mitzvahs count this as one mitzvah, I believe. Since they make up one mitzvah and there's a maisa involved in the second half, mainly you could even make a bracha when you're doing the first half, when you're doing the original afrasha. That's what Rabbi Kiva Eger seems to understand. In the Divrei Malkiel, he writes that the truma is, even though truma is nital machshava, but through your machshava, maisa is going to be done. Meaning, it's a machshava, it's a very high level machshava, because it accomplishes something. It's masakin all the rest of the produce. So that's called that a maisa is nasa al yedei machshavaso, that all the rest of the produce stops being tevel and now becomes chulin, becomes regular good to eat produce. So that counts like a maisa. That's why you're allowed to be mevarich. A different teretz to that kasha of Rav Yishaya pick. The Chaznish says, no. If you do the Hafrash Shum Machshava, you don't make a bracha. You only make a bracha when you do a maisa. It's not that any mitzvah that could be done b'machshava, you don't make a bracha. It's any mitzvah that you're actually doing b'machshava, you don't make a bracha. So bittul chametz, why don't you make a bracha? Because it's always b'machshava. That's the nature of bittul. But over here, Hafrash Shum Machshava say nachinami. If you do machshava, says the Chaznish, then you wouldn't make a bracha. That's Chaznish and Demai Simint Hasvavos Hey. So you wouldn't make a bracha in that situation, but if you do a maisa, so then of course you make a bracha, because now you're doing a maisa. When you do a maisa, you make a bracha. Okay, let's go right to the Gemara now. About 7 lines in on Daf Nun Tesam and Aleph. Amar Rava, Asiri Me Elov Hu Kadosh. The 10th animal is kadosh on its own, even without you calling it out. Number 10, as it leaves the pen, it is kadosh on its own. As Rashi writes, if you count out 9, and the 10th one just stays there, never comes out. Even though it never came out, and you never counted it as 10, kadosh me'elav, it becomes kadosh on its own. So minale l'ravaha, the Gemara wants to know, where does Rava get this idea that asiri me'elav is kadosh? Tur Evin writes that ma'aser behema is yeshno b'she'ela. Just like any other kachim, you could be shoel on ma'aser behema. Tur Evin writes in Rosh Hashanah daf chav chesam beis. So Minchas Chinuch says, no, it's pashut that's not true, that the Bailim cannot be shoel on ma'aser behema. Because the whole reason you could be shoel on trumos and on kachim is because you're the one that made it truma. You're the one that made it kachim, so you could be shoel to undo it. But he says this Gemara, Rava says asiri is me'elav. You don't make it asiri. Asiri is just it happens on its own. So mainly you can't be shoel. Minchas Chinuch has a very strong argument in Mitzvah Shin Samach Os Yudalid that absolutely not. One cannot be shoel on Ma'aser Behema based on this chiddush of Rava. But where does Rava get this chiddush that asiri is me'elav hu kadosh? The Gemara is going to have three suggestions. Suggestion number one: Ile me'mehal detanya. I only know that something becomes Ma'aser Behema if you call it Asiri. Lo Karashma Asiri Minayin. How do I know that even if you don't call it Asiri, it's also going to be Ma'aser Behema? Tamalomar Asiri Yakodesh Mikal Makom. That Asiri is going to be Kodesh, the 10th one is going to be Kodesh, whether you call it 10 or you don't call it 10. Vidilma Asiri Hudilo Kari Yakodesh Kari. But maybe that's talking about if you didn't call it 10, but you did call it Kodesh. You did say that it's Kodesh. Maybe that's the case that we're talking about where the 10th one is going to be kodesh, but if you don't call it anything, it's not going to be me'elav. So it says, well, okay, you're right, we're going to need to come up with a different source. That source is not going to work. So Rashi writes that in his first pshat, that the kavana of the Gemara over here is to reject this source, is that in the case where you didn't call the 10th one 10, it's not kodesh bedin meiser, that you're going to be chayiv to bring it to Yerushalayim to be makriv, but it does have kedushas karban, and it's only nechal b'mumo. It can only be nechal if it has a mum. So the Torah's Ra'im has a very important yesod that he proves from Rashi that there are tzvei dinim in Ma'aser Behema, that there are actually two separate halachos in Ma'aser Behema. Number one, there's a din of hafrashas Ma'aser, just like there's a din by Ma'aser Dagon, they have to be mafrish the Ma'aser. And we learn that from Aser to Aser. And that's a din of Ma'aser Bilvad, no din of Hegdish, Korban, it's just a din of Ma'aser. That's one din. Then there's a second din, a din of karban of Ma'aser Behema, a din of the kedusha of Ma'aser Behema. And that's what Rashi is saying over here, that if you don't call the Asiri Asiri, even though it's Chalal of Torah's Ma'aser Behema midin Ma'aser, then that you have to be Nechal B'mumo, but it doesn't have the din of Hekdesh, of a Karban, to bring it to Yerushalayim and to be Makrevit. For that, you need Kriyas Shem. So the Ma'aser Shabo, the din Ma'aser Shabo happens Me'elav. That could happen on its own. But the din Karban of Ma'aser Behema, that doesn't happen on its own. That you would actually need Kriyas Shem. And he says, Me'etzem Adin, we find Ma'aser Behema a din that if you call the 11th one Asiri, it has Kedusha Shlamim. So you see, Maisa Behema, aside from the din Maisa Shabo, there's also a din of Kedusha's Karban. So that din could be Chal even on the 11th one. So that's what you see very clearly from this Rashi. Svei dinim in Maisa Behema. But again, we're still looking for a source for Rava that the Asiri is Kadosh Me'elav. So says the Gemara, second possibility. Elameh HaDetanya. Let's say you called the 9th one 10 by accident. You counted 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 10. And then the 10th one came out and you didn't say a word. So the 9th one could be eaten when it develops a mum. And the 10th one is meiser. Oh, so you see very clearly that the 10th one is me'elav. It becomes meiser. You never said anything about it. And yet it became meiser. Now maybe over there it's different because since it came out after 9, that's how it became the Asiri. It came out 10th, but how do I know if it even stays in the pen and never comes out that it's also Maisa Behema? Inami da'achvi ilavei. Maybe over here it's different because you pointed to it. Maybe you didn't count, but you were achvi ilavei. You pointed to it. That's a discussion in the poskim. Let's say you nod or you make some motion to say something. That is the same din as Dibor. So there's a comment of the Ragachar in Safnas Paneach. He proves from a lot of places that whenever there's a din of dibur, a remez also works. Harchanas harosh, mar be'etzba, all that is a din of dibur. They work b'makom adibur, and we see from here that remiza works b'makom writing or marking the animal or pointing to the animal. They're just pointing to it works to designate it as meiser alone. So again, so now we're stuck again. What's the source that Asiri is made? It becomes Kaddush on its own. So says Gemara, the third and final suggestion, Elameha Detanya. Let's say you call the 9th one 10 and the 10th one dies in the pen. So the 9th one is Nechel B'mumo and the rest of them are all Pater. My time of Kulum P'turim, why the rest of them Pater? Lav Mishum de Kaddish Le'asiri, isn't because the 10th one already was their Meiser, and since the 10th one was their Meiser, so you see that that's why the rest of them are off the hook already. So you see that the 10th one became Meiser even though you never called it Meiser and never walked out, you never pointed at it anything, you just sat there and died. So maybe the reason the other ones became pater is not because the 10th one's meiser. The 10th one's not meiser. The other ones are pater because they have what's called minyan harotui. When you count 9 out, and there's and at the time that you're counting them, it's ra'ui to have a 10th one. There are enough animals in the pen to get to the number 10. It's just that it never got there. For whatever reason, the process was aborted, so those 9 that you counted out are going to be potter. That's a different sheet of Rava. The minyan ra'ui works. So I'm a Rava, minyan ra'ui, poter. Minyan ra'ui actually works. So I said there are going to be 3 suggestions. Third suggestion was just rejected, so we have 4 suggestions. How does Rava know that the Meiser is Me'elav Hu Kadosh Elamei Hadetanya? It's from this fourth Brisa, this fourth source, a Brisa. Karlichi Asiri, let's say you call the 9th one 10, Vinishtair Asiri Bedir, and the 10th one remains in the pen, Hachi Nechal B'mumav Asiri Meiser, says Beferish, the 10th one is Meiser, even though it just sat there. Vatanya Chi Chulin. But we have another Bryce that says that the 9th one is Chulin. How can we say that it has to be Nechel B'mumo? So Tanya Tanya Kamed Rav Sheshes Hamani Rav Shim Ben Yehudi. That's assuming like Rav Shim Ben Yehuda. Tanya Rav Shim Ben Yehuda Omer Mishum Rav Shimon Afat Chi Eno Kadosh Elam Kain Neker Shem Asiri Emenu. The 9th one is not going to be Kadosh unless you take away the Shem Asiri from it. V'hadin Nosin, and it makes sense that that should be the case. The as follows. Uma Acharasar Shuah Sekedusha Likarev Eino Kadosh Elam Kein Nek Hashem Asiri Emenu. If the 11th one, which can have Kedusha to even be Hukrav as a Karban, we're going to say that Imin Abakar is the Rabbos Acharasar L'Shlamim, can have Kedusha Shlamim, and still it's not going to be Kadosh unless your Nek are the Shem Asiri from it. Tshi Sheino Sekedusha Likarev. So the 9th one, which can never have Kedusha to be Hukrav as a Karban, that's not an option for the 9th one. It's never going to have Kedusha's Karban. Eino din shem nekar shem asiri hemenu in ilolo. So certainly it's only that if you take away the shem asiri from it, that it's going to have whatever Kedusha does have to have to graze with it and develop a mum. But if you're not nekar shem asiri from it, then it's not going to work. meaning the nek Hashem Asiri means that you don't call the 10th one Asiri. You call the 10th one something else. If you call the 10th one Asiri, so then it takes away any potential for the other one, that should take away the potential for the other ones to serve as the Asiri. So says Gemara, no, that's a bad kal v'chomer. He had no senes. Now think about it. It's exactly because of the latent potential in the 11th one that you need to be oker the Shema Asiri. Achadas Arshuosa Kedusha Likarev. It's the Achadasar which has the potential to actually be a karban, so since it could rise to that level, we're going to say about it, Inekra Shem Asiri Amenu In Ilo Lo, that if you actually uproot the Shem Asiri from it, good, then it will be a karban. If you not okay the Shem Asiri from it, then it won't rise to that level. But she, the ninth one, which is, what's the big deal already? All it's going to do is develop a mum and graze and develop a mum. You're never planning on making a karban anyway. Sheinu Osa Kedusha L'Kariv, it can never become have kedusha shlamim, so avakav the lo nekar shem asiri amenu. Maybe even if it doesn't, if you're not oker the shem asiri from the 10th one, the 9th one could still have its kedusha. Inami achadasar de ivr le asiri inekar shem asiri amenu in ilo lo. Or maybe you could say as follows: the 11th one, which was ivr le asiri, which you designated as 10, so then you need to take away the number 10 from the 10th one. But she dakati lo ivr le asiri. But when the ninth one came out, there still weren't 10 animals. He came out number 9. V'afgav de lo nekar shem asiri amenu. So maybe you wouldn't need to be okay, the Shem Asiri from the 10th one. So Sulamidi. So then, fine. There's nothing to discuss. There's no raya from that comparison between the 11th and the 9th. Fine. So up until this point, we've been focused on a single chiddush of Rava, and that was that the Asiri is me'elav hu kadosh, that it becomes kadosh on its own. We tried to find the source of that. We had 4 suggestions. The final suggestion seemed to work. Now, and we got sidetracked within that final suggestion to get to the point, or actually after the 3rd suggestion, we got sidetracked to say, to teach us a different chiddush of Rava, that Rava holds a minyan ha-ra'ui is poter, that even if you never actually got to the number 10, but when you started counting, you could have gotten to the number 10. The animals that you've counted are going to be pata from Meiser Beima. You're not going to have to bring them into a Goren Acher. You're not going to have to bring them into a different pen to count them together with other animals. They're already pater. So the rest of the daf focuses on that second Chiddush of Rava, that a minyan haro'oi is pater. So essentially, this whole daf is 2 statements of Rava. Number 1, that Asiri is me'elav u'kadosh, and number 2, that a minyan aroi is poter. So says the Gemara now on the second statement of Rava, Amar Rava, minyan aroi poter. Minale the Rava, ha? How does Rava know this, that a minyan aroi is poter? So says Gemara, possibility number 1, Ilema mehad etnan. Kafatz echad, we have our Mishnah. Kafatz echad minamanuyin l'tochan kulan peturin. One of the animals that have already been counted jumps back into the pen. All the other animals are pater. Minuyin gufayu de ifturu lav b'minyan aroi. Don't you see the ones that are counted are gonna be pater everything? Isn't that because it's a minyan aroi? So that's what makes them pater. The ones that are already counted are pater because it's a minyan aroi. That meaning all you did is you counted them. You never took Meiser from them. You just counted them. So and you see that they're potter. Says Vidum Da'asar Levayu. Who says you never took Meiser from them? Maybe we're talking about animals that have already been counted, and let's say you already took out 10 animals. So one of them has already been declared as Meiser, and one of the other 9 jumps back in. That's why they're potter, because they've already been gemeisered, not just because they were a minyan aroi. So says Marno, Ha'ilo Matsamer. We can't say that because Hatani Minam Usarun Lutochan. It says in the Mishnah, if one of the ones that were already gemeisered jumps back in. So when we say one of the minuyin jumps back in, it must be that it hasn't been meisered yet. V'dilma may mu'usarin meisered dafka, says the Gemara, no. Maybe when we say mu'usarin jumps back in, we mean the actual animal that is meiser jumps back in. And therefore minuyin means an animal that's been counted where meiser has already been hufresh on it. It doesn't just mean an animal that's been stam counted. So dekanami d'ktani yiru, and it's meduyik that way because it says it should develop a mum. So that our mission is not going to be a raya to Rava Shita about minyan aroi. Ella Amar Rava. Rava says, let's go back to the basics. Go to a pasuk. Forget the Mishnah. Amar Kra Ya'avor. V'lo shekvar avar. The pasuk says ya'avar, not that which has already passed through. Meaning, you don't take an animal that's already passed through the numbering system and go back and have to make it go again for ma'aser behema. So ma'aser kvar avar. What do we mean by has already passed through? Idas relevayu tzrich lememra. If we're talking about that, it's already been ma'aser. You already took ma'aser from it. What, I need Rava to tell me such a chiddush that if it's already passed through, that you don't take ma'aser from it? Of course not. It's already gemaisered. Elav the iftru b'minyan aroi. No, so it must be talking about that it's already gone tachas hashevet in the minyan aroi, but we never actually got to the number 10, and still it's potter shmamina. That's where Rava gets his chiddush from. Tanya kavase de Rava, and we have a brisa that supports Rava. I'm trying to get a little ahead today, so I'm going a little fast. Tanya kavase de Rava, we have a brisa that supports Rava. Hayilo asara tlaim v'chnisan l'dir. Let's say you have 10 tlaim and you put them in the pen. Umana chamisha, and you count 5 of them. Umeis echad mehem, and then one of them dies. So im minamenu yemeis mono mashmalim. If one of the ones that have already been counted dies, well, that's okay. It's already out. It's already out of the pen, so you can count the other 5, and you'll take meiser from the remaining 5. But if the one, if, again, you had 10, 5 of it, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 are out of the pen, and of the 5 that are in the pen, one of those dies, then minuyim peturim, the ones that have already been counted are potter, v'shein minuyim mistar from the goren acher, and the ones that haven't been counted, the 4 that are left in the pen after their friend died, those still have to be gemeisered, they're combined with some other animals to create a meiser situation. You put them in a different pen with other animals that haven't been meisered, and you do need to take meisers from those. V'amar Rava, and Rava also said, hayulo yudal. So again, what you see over there is that the minyan aroi is potter, because since the first 5 that you counted out, that are already out of the pen, those are potter. Why are they potter? You never took meiser from them. The animal died. You never got to take meiser from them. So they're potter because they were a minyan aroi. Vama Rava, and Rava said the following. Let's say you had 14 animals and you put them into a pen. 6 come out of one door, 4 come out of another door of the pen. And there are 4 remaining in the pen. Osam arba'a, so those 4 remaining in the pen, in v'pesach hashisha yatsu, notalachemem, v'ashar misar from the garden acher. If they go out, if they went out of the same door that the 6 went out of, so you take one of them as meiser, and the rest are mitzare for another garen. The other 4, you'll be mitzare for another garen of meiser. The imlav, but if they don't go out the same door that the 6 went out of, shisha peturin. The 6 are going to be potter. You don't have to be mitzare them to a garen acher. Varba mitzare from the garen acher. The 4s are going to need to be mitzare to another garen. So that's at the end we're going to ask what the whole chiddush of all this is, because all of these complicated cases we're about to give and the ones we just started to give are all about minyan aroi, that since when you counted the first 6, 4 could have followed it and it could have been meiser, so mele those 6 are automatically potter because they're a minyan aroi. Yatsu arba pesach zeh v'shisha pesach zeh, let's say 4 go out of one door and 6 go out of another door, v'nishtayru sham arba and 4 remain inside, im osam arba pesach hashisha yatsu, see if those 4 go out the same door as the 6, notamei amech. You take one vashar peturim, and the rest are going to be potter. Vim lav, if they don't go out the same door as the other 6, arba'a, the first 4, the shisha and the 6 peturim are all potter, because at the time that they went out, they were both a minyan arra'ui varba'a mitzar from the goren acher, and the last 4 are mitzariv to another goren. Next case.
14, you're off the hook.
What?
If you only have 14 animals total, you're off the hook.
What do you mean you're off the hook?
Right.
So you're gonna end up right if you don't have, right. If there's no other goren, if no other animals are born into your flock, you're gonna be off the hook. Yeah. Yatsu arba pesach zeh va'arba bepesach zeh. Let's say 4 go out one door, 4 go out the other door. V'nishtayru sham shisha, and 6 remain inside. So those 6 could have followed out either door. They could have gotten out either one of the doors. Sim osan shisha yatsu pesach echad notameim echad. So if they go out in through one door, so that all 6 of them go out through one door, so you take one of them as the meiser. Vashar peturim, and the rest are pater, because the rest were at least a minyan aroi, because those 6 could have gone out the other door where the other 4 came out. Vim lav arba peturim v'shisha mitzar from the goren acher. But if not, they don't go out through a door, so the 4 are pater, meaning the first 2 sets of 4 that went out are pater because they were both a minyan aroi, but the sixth one is going to be combined, the six are going to be combined with the goren acher. So says Gemara, okay, all those complicated cases. Maika mashmalan, de minyan aroi poter, vam Rav Chadazimna. We got it. Why does Rav have to tell us in so many complicated ways that minyan aroi is poter? He says, no, mao de tema vade minyan aroi amrinan, suffik minyan aroi, de chazilach lo amrinan. I might have thought that only a vade minyan aroi, where it seemed clear what the path was, that, you know, more were going to come out, and then for some reason the process was aborted, that's going to be poter. But over here, where it was very clear that it could have gone in two different directions, so we're not really sure. Let's say four went out one door, four went out the other door, and six are remaining in the pen. They could go either way, so that's not a vade min aroi, because it's definitely not going to go one of those ways. So I would have thought that such a min aroi doesn't count as a min aroi. And therefore Rava tells me it does count as a min aroi. V'amar Rava. Rava teaches us the following chiddush. If a person has 15 sheep, lo yomar ever asav achnisim ledir, he should not say, I'll choose 10 of them and I'll put them in the pen, ve'atol me'am ech, and I'll take one of them, v'ashar paturim, and the rest will be pater. Ela konsim ledir, rather you should put all 14 in the pen, umotzi asara, take 10 of them out, ve'atol me'am echad, and take one of those 10, v'ashar, mitzar from the goren acher. And the other four you'll put together in another goren. Tanya nami hachi, we have a b'raisa that says just like this. Hayu lo chamisha asar tzlayim, if a person has 15 sheep, lo yomar, he should not say, ever asara, let me choose 10 of them, ve'etol man echad, and I'll take of those 10, I'll take only one, vashar as meiser, vashar paturim, and the rest will be pater. Rather, elekons on the deer, you put them all in the pen, motzi asara, let 10 of them come out, ve'notel man echad, you take one of them as meiser, vashar mitzar from the goren acher, and the other five, will go for some other goren. Vatanya, aye, but don't we have a brisa that says otherwise? Because we have a brisa that says as follows. Tisha asar tlayim, lo yomar, if you have 19 sheep, you should not say, Evor asara, let me choose 10 of them, ve'etol me'an echad, and I'll take of those 10, one for Meiser Behema, v'ashar paturin, and the other 9 will be pater. Elo, rather, what should you do? Konsul nadir, umotzi asara, v'notol me'an echad, v'ashar paturin. It says that you put him into a deer, let 10 come out through a door, one will be Meiser Behema, and the other 9, you expect it to say, the other 9 will be Mitzar v'legor n'achar, but it doesn't say that, it says they're potter. So it's a kasha, so tirgum harafuna bar schora, kamei derava, birigla, kamei derava birigla, on the yantif, he explained to him as follows, b'dir sheyesh lo shnei p'sach maskinah, we're dealing with a deer that has two doors, v'yatsu test pesach zeh, 19 animals, 9 animals went out one door, 9 went out the other door. They were both the minyan haroi. That last animal number 19, could have gone out either door. That's why ashar peturin. That's why they're not mitzarif to some other goren. That's the case. So says Marav Elishni lekigon shemana tisha v'chimata asara kari chad miresha. Why don't you just say the case is as follows? You counted 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and then instead of saying 10, you accidentally started again and started counting 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and that's why they're all pater. So kasavar asiri me'el of Kaddish Kseel, that wouldn't work, because the 10th one is Kaddish Me'elav, meaning even if you never called the 10, even if you called it 1, it would be Kaddish. So says Marav Lishnilei Begorin Uman and Zugos, why don't you just say that it's talking about that where 2 went out at a time, and you said 1 to the first pair, 2 to the second pair, 3 to the third pair, etc., and then the 10th one, and then the 19th animal is the Meiser. So Ksavra Asiri Leminyi Behemos Hu Kaddish. No, the 10th animal that goes out of the pen is going to be Kaddish, no matter what you called it. So therefore, when it goes out Zugos, it's not going to exempt all the other ones and only make the 19th animal be Kaddish. Amr of Nachman bar Yitzchak. So Nachman bar Yitzchak comments, Zakai imei de Rav Huna bar Schora, Dishani le Shmaita Brigla Kishmaite. Rav Huna really gave the best answer. Rav Huna bar Schora gave the best answer because he said we're talking about a deer sheishal shape sachim. How did he answer up for Rava? He said it's a minyan aroi. He used Rava's own logic to answer the kasha that the Bryce has in Rava. Rava's the one that taught us this great chiddush of the minyan aroi in the first place. So his mama should be proud. He did such a wonderful thing by answering Rava, using Rava's own shita himself. Okay, Mishim, tomorrow I'm going to try my best. We'll try to finish a day early so that we could start Eruchin on Shabbos.